to see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a last year's sunshiny morning on January 4th of 2021 comes to us from a friend who captured these lovely winter visions of morning, presumably somewhere in upstate New York, and if I recall correctly, somewhere close to their home in Greene County. There are a few more photos from January 4th last year that I had on my phone that will be shared on mtforchrist.org today that are worth checking out, but I have decided to purge them from my iPhone's memory to make more room for photos in 2022. And just to show you, I haven't lost track of time. I also am sharing a photo of January 3rd's sunset sky from last year. Yep, today is the third day of the new year, and it is the first Monday of 2022. While I normally would be working and just sharing a single photo, my wife and I decided to enjoy another night last night in wedded bliss and to take the day off from work today to get to the town hall and hand in our wedding license and run a few errands as man and wife. We have a new collective identity as the Clarks, and we will be taking steps to make sure all the necessary documents are handed in to make our marriage legal and to complete Tammy Lynn's name change. The new year is a time for new possibilities and for making resolutions to either make changes to our lives or to recommit ourselves to goals that we have strayed away from in the previous year. And I am here to encourage you that even though it may be the third day of the year, it's not too late to start a resolution to make a change in your life. The truth is that it is never too late to make a change. As a man who has gone through many changes in life, I can testify that the catalyst for the positive changes in my life was and is my faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. After I saw the truth that I needed a Savior to atone for my sins and to give me everlasting life, I placed my faith in Jesus to save and change me by surrendering to live my life according to God's ways, detailed in the Bible, rather than my own ways. Through faith in Christ, I've been set free from my addictions to alcohol, drugs, and sex. I've been transformed into someone who continuously seeks the Lord's will for their life and who lives to encourage others to seek the Lord and discover their freedom in Christ. As we draw into the new year, we each should approach the Lord to seek His will for us in the new year ahead. God's will for our lives is sanctification, but with the festive holiday season behind us, we may wake up in the new year with a realization that we have gone astray in the common trap of pursuing happiness in the things of this world, and may be actively suffering because of our indulging our fleshly appetites or through our failed efforts to create circumstantial holiday joy. If that's the case, as it is with me, let's just say the feasting has been substantial, it's time to repent and turn to the Lord, surrender to His will, and to ask God for a vision of what 2022 should be for our lives. One way we can have spiritual victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and can possibly receive a vision from God, is through fasting and prayer. Daniel 10:1-3 is often pointed out as a scripture that illustrates that a prophetic vision for the future came from God after Daniel had mourned and fasted for 3 weeks. Daniel 10:2-3 says, "When this vision came to me, I, Daniel, had been in mourning for 3 whole weeks. All that time I had eaten no rich food, no meat or wine crossed my lips, and I used no fragrant lotions until those 3 weeks had passed." So a Daniel fast could be said to be one in which you only eat vegetables because of verse 3's injunction to eat no rich food or meat. Also, the verse indicates that the duration of this fast would be 3 weeks. Daniel's period of mourning could also be described as a period of repentance, as he was seeking to understand the things that he had seen and what the Lord would do with Israel. At the end of Daniel's fast, he received a vision from God for the nation of Israel's future. Fasting is highlighted in the book of Acts as well as a means in which the apostles received spiritual direction for doing the Lord's work. Acts 13:2 and Acts 14:23 document how Paul and Barnabas were selected for missionary work after the elders of the church spent a period of time in prayer and fasting. So if you are in a season where you're looking to make some New Year's resolutions and to recommit yourself to the Lord's will for your life, you may consider setting aside some time for prayer and fasting to direct your path. Every year, the leadership of my local church announces a period of corporate fasting for 3 weeks after New Year's Day has passed to get a vision for each new year. While the fast is voluntary and the rules of the fast are up to each individual, the church is open for corporate prayer twice a day for the duration of the 3 weeks to encourage this period of repentance. In previous fasts, congregants have been strengthened in their faith, have claimed to receive guidance for the year ahead, and in a few instances have received healing from physical ailments. While I cannot guarantee miraculous or specific results for prayer and fasting, I have benefited greatly from these spiritual practices. I believe I've matured greatly as a Christian because of these periods of prayer and fasting, because it demanded a crucifying of the flesh and a paradigm shift of the mind, as I discovered that I could survive physically and thrive spiritually when I chose to abstain from food for a time and instead sought the Lord's presence, guidance, and strength. Although I can certainly stand to lose a few pounds, weight loss is not the goal of a fast. While I do have a goal to experience optimal health through diet and exercise, fasting is not about that. Fasting is intended to be accompanied with prayer, a conversation with God to better walk and talk with Him. So I invite you to embrace the change of the new year and to seek the Lord's will and vision for your life through prayer and fasting, whatever way you feel the Lord is calling you. In order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we have to try not to be so full of ourselves. That's why the blog and podcast are called Empty for Christ. The name is a play on words, as in empty for Christ. We surrender ourselves to the Lord's will for our lives and seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit as we seek out our purpose in God's kingdom. So consider making this year the year you decided to give more of yourself to God by turning to Him and seeking His plan for your life in prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting may just be the means that God uses to give you a breakthrough in your life, but you will never know it unless you trust the Lord and put your faith into practice. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the NLT Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Romans 6:22, and it says, "But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life." Today's verse clearly states that we are free from the power of sin when we become slaves to God, and indicates that doing so results in holiness and eternal life. There is so many big truths / promises in this verse that for our spiritual walk as Christian disciples that they may seem too good to be true. And unfortunately, there's also a great deal of room for error in interpreting this verse. Let's try to clarify things by doing the last things first. Paul's encouragement, "Now do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life," could easily be misconstrued to mean that doing things to be holy leads to eternal life. If that was the case, there would have been no need for Jesus to come. We don't receive eternal life through our efforts at being holy. We aren't saved by doing things. As Ephesians 2:8 and 9 and many other verses in the Bible teach, we are saved through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Faith in Jesus Christ gives us eternal life, not our doing things. This letter is written to Christians, so the assumption is that the readers of this letter are saved by their covenant relationship with God through putting their faith in Christ. However, as in every church building today, Paul was concerned about false converts in the midst of the congregation. So how do we know the sheep from the goats? We can have some idea of who a genuine Christian is by the way they live their lives. While only the Lord knows the hearts of men with their hearts set on doing God's will and who have been given to Christ should endeavor to seek to be holy as God is holy. So Paul is encouraging Christians to live out their faith, which will result in progressive holiness, sanctification, and the eternal life they already have through their faith in Christ. Paul is teaching here that our Christian status as forgiven and saved should be no reason to live in sin, and is encouraging Christians to do things physically and mentally that would reflect who they already are spiritually, holy saints and children of God. And now, first things first, Paul is telling his audience of the power and position they already have because they are Christians. He tells them, but now you are free from the power of sin. They now, as in already, have freedom from the power of sin. They can say no to sin. They already are free from sin's power and simply have to do the things that lead to holiness, which we could think of as the state of saying no to sin consistently. This is a powerful statement of faith that contradicts the lie of the enemy that everybody sins, meaning that everyone is powerless to sin. The enemy wants us to think that we should just seek to ameliorate our tendency to sin rather than to exercise the power that all Christians possess to stop sinning. The enemy's lies are compelling because the Word of God seems to agree with his logic by telling us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that all have sinned, and those who say they do not sin are liars. But the Apostle Paul is not speaking of sinless perfection here, but power over sin. We are not powerless. We have power over sin, meaning although we may never be perfect on this side of eternity, we can progressively exercise our power over sin to become more and more sanctified and gain victory in new areas of our lives or for longer durations between sinning than we have in the past. This path of exercising our power over sin is of doing the things that lead to holiness. So Paul is encouraging us to exercise that power and to get increasingly closer to holiness as we increasingly get closer to the eternal life that is already ours. And finally, the means to this power over sin and the pathway to holiness is revealed in our accepting our position as slaves to God. As I taught yesterday, slaves don't have a choice. They do the will of their masters. So as slaves of God, we are to eliminate our pondering of the sliding scales of sin and instead seek to do what is right, pure, and holy, and to abstain from the sins that have so easily beset us. The power over sin is ours. Eternal life is ours. Holiness is ours. Now, we have been bought by the shed blood of Jesus, so we are also slaves of God now. But Paul still tells us to do the things that a slave of God would do. We are to exercise our power over sin and become slaves of righteousness. So keep walking and talking with God. Know who you are in Christ and exercise the power that has been given to you to live a life of progressive holiness and know the peace that comes from being a slave to God. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored Experience Life with Jesus. Today we begin sharing from chapter 3, Overcoming Deception. And it also has sections on Truth Liberates and the Need for Honesty. So if you want to check out that resource, go to mtforchrist.org to check it out at the end of today's blog post. The book Restored is also available at ficm.org for a free download. You can get the PDF version to the entire resource at Freedom in Christ Ministries. So if you want to check that out, go there. As always, we encourage a life of faith 24/7 by living it out every day as a spiritual practice, not just a weekly celebration of our faith. We celebrate it by living it every day and conforming our mind and our will and our emotions to do the will of the Lord. We encourage that by sharing our podcast classes for our discipleship classes that we did in 2021. We did classes for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and for Freedom for Christ. So if you want to check out those discipleship classes, go to our podcast and look in the archives under each class name. If you want to take a deeper step in the material, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the class materials free via email. We also encourage the study of God's Word, and so we do that by sharing our weekly Bible study with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti. The podcast and the entries in the blog are under Bible Study with the Sincottis, and you can check out Arthur Sincotti's topical outline that he does each week on the blog, and listen to our Bible study discussion on the podcast that accompanies it. So if you don't have a Bible study of your own, you can listen to ours. Like I said, we've experienced the freedom in Christ that comes from following Christ and knowing who we are in Christ, and we encourage that in our lives every day. So let us continue in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Thank you for the freedom you've given us to experience in the new year. And Lord, let us turn from our ways that we've strayed from you. And as we set our intention today to begin a period of prayer and fasting, to walk away from the flesh, the world, and the devil, and walk closer to your path for our lives. Lord, we pray for strength and guidance as we seek to do your will and to receive a vision, a guidance for the future. Lord, we pray for the people listening today. We pray for healing for those who need it. And we pray for you to anoint us with your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. And we pray for your provision, your prosperity, and your protection as we go about our day. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.